Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And welcome to Mtu Mapamulo, the Senior Associate at Adams and Adams Insurance Department. Good afternoon, sir. How are you? Hold on. We've got a problem. I think that possibly you set on mute. So while we're waiting for you just to reconnect, so we're going to be chatting about electric appliances during a load shedding, about insuring them. So I want to talk about power outages. I want to talk about, does insurance cover you for load shedding? What are the precautions that you need to have? So it looks like we're back online. Very good afternoon.
Hi, Terry, and a very good afternoon to your listeners. Sorry, it was on my side, the mute button.
No, not a problem. Anyway, a very good afternoon, and thanks for making time again to chat to us. And this afternoon, quite a relevant topic. So electric appliances during a load shedding. And what is it that we need to do? Because I know myself personally, I've already had damages with electrical appliances, with power surges and things. What does the insurance company stipulate around claiming for damages through load shedding?
Okay. I think it's high time where we really need to, there is a need to rather visit these kinds of insurance policies relating to the house contents and the home contents. So how this would ordinarily work in practice is that you would have your home insurance cover or your house contents policy cover that would cover your electrical appliances. And in most of these contracts, or rather the policies, there will be some conditions to say that you as the owner need to take precautionary measures to guard against, damage, or rather to mitigate the extent of damage. And therefore, by implication, you have to ensure that you, say for an example, you've got a schedule for, your times when the load shedding is going to take place, then you need to, for an example, make sure that certain switches are switched off, or certain plugs, somehow protected. So those would be some of the conditions that you would find in these kinds of insurance policies.
And when you say certain switches would need to be plugged off, so basically are you saying that we need to unplug electrical appliances if we are aware of the load shedding schedule?
Insofar as that is possible, yes, because in so doing, you are taking, a precautionary step to guide against these surges, and therefore you are minimizing the risk of there be, damage to your electrical appliances.
But the problem, and I can speak on behalf of myself, and this happens to me almost every day, and that is, the schedule will say 4 o'clock, but it goes off at 4:15 or whatever. And often the power will just go off. And what concerns me is it comes on and then within a minute or two, it goes off again. So, often it's not our own fault. So the insurance's view, are they fairly lenient as regards to claiming for damage?
They expect you to exercise a reasonable precaution and take reasonable steps. And in that particular case, because in your actions you were guided by the schedule, you cannot then take the blame or the responsibility where the load shedding takes place before the stipulated time in accordance with the schedule, or it takes or it kicks in a bit later than that, then you cannot be held responsible in that case. And also, there is a principle, the principle of fairness in all our insurance policies. So therefore, the principle of fairness, the principle of good faith also will play a role, and chances, you've got a very good chance of being able to claim successfully.
But if we think, let's think this through. Before a scheduled load shedding bout, one can't be expected to go through house and unplug every single electrical appliance. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. So, I mean, what are you actually supposed to do? I mean, it's and we're getting three bouts of load shedding a day. So you and often we're not even at a home. So, I mean, really, what are we supposed to do?
It varies, Gary. Sometimes some policies, especially your fire policy, would ordinarily have a clause or a provision that says you need to have, for example, the fire alarm in place or some insulator to guide against the losses stemming from fire, which may come as a result of power surges. So in those instances, you would not ordinarily have to plug and unplug and all those things, but you will have to comply with any other condition that is intended to mitigate against losses.
And have you seen a huge increase in claims, obviously, with load shedding?
Yes, yeah, but these kinds of claims in relation to the house contents, they do not really get to our courts as frequently as the other kinds of insurance policies, because the damage or the amounts involved are not as huge. And therefore, you see that, well, you find in most instances that the insurers would be keen, or rather be willing, to settle those kinds of claims, yeah.
And lastly, any advice you could give our listeners, particularly with electrical appliances now during load shedding?
The only advice, really, it would be to say that we need to, well, to start with, it is advisable to have house contents insurance, because it is now clear that this load shedding thing is going to stay for a very long time. And chances of there be damage to the electrical appliances they are quite likely. You know, there's that likelihood, and therefore we should expect that from time to time our electric appliances are going to be damaged, and therefore we need to guard against that risk by having the relevant cover. And also just take where possible and viable, be able to mitigate against the losses, where if there are certain devices that we can install or put in place, we need to take those steps. For an example, if you have certain softwares that can guard against the loss of your data, for an example, it would be advisable to have those kinds of things in place. And where possible, then your physical plugging and unplugging process, then also I would advise people to do that, yeah.
And thank you, Mtu Mapomulo. Thank you so much, the Senior Associate at Adams and Adams Insurance Department. Thank you once again for your tips and advice.